奉主耶稣圣名开始早上安息日的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Sabbath service.
我们来唱诗二十五首。
Let us sing hymn number 25.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主带领我们一起来守安息日，来敬拜神，学习神的道。
We thank the Lord for gathering us to worship together on the Sabbath day to learn His word, to know how to practice His word.
首先我们来感谢神所赏赐给我们一切的恩典，他在我们生活当中不断看顾我们，赏赐我们一切需要的东西。
We want to first of all give thanks for all the grace that the Lord has given us, His protection and providence over us.
在劳苦患难的人生当中啊，他带给我们平安。
That in this life full of toil and obstacles, He brings us peace.
更是给我们永恒的盼望。
And He gives us eternal hope.
我们也求主带领祝福我们今天的聚会。
And we also ask God to bless and guide today's service.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
感谢主，大家平安。
Peace be with everyone. We thank the Lord for today.
我们现在靠着圣灵帮助来学习道理，互相勉励。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit, we will study the Word of God for mutual encouragement.
我们今天早上来学习呀，听道、信道和行道。
This morning, we would like to study believing the word, listening to the word, believing the word, and practicing to the word.
我们来看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
十九节。
Verse 19.
雅各书一章十九节。
James chapter 1, verse 19.
我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快听，慢慢说，慢慢的动怒。二十节。
Verse 20.
因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。二十一节。
21.
所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫语的邪恶，存温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。雅各在这里讲到，我们要领受的是救灵魂的道。
in this passage, James tells us that what we are receiving is the word that will be able to save our souls.
这个道理是从神来的。
And this word comes from God.
它也叫做生命之道。
And this word is also called the word of life.
所以彼得说啊，世界上凡有血气的，好像花草会枯干凋谢。
And that's why Peter says, everything in the world, all flesh is like grass. It will wither and it will fall away.
唯有神的道是永远长存的。
But only the word of the Lord endures forever.
因为借着神的道带给我们永活的生命。
Because through the word of God, we can receive this everlasting life.
也带给我们永远的福气。
And it can bring us eternal blessings.
所以说啊，这个道理啊，我们所领受的道理叫做救灵魂的道。
That's why the word that we receive is called the word that is able to save our souls.
他说我们知道听道理非常重要。
So we know that listening to the word is very important.
我们每天啊，为着要让我们身体健康，每天要有固定的饮食。
Today, every day, in order to keep our bodies healthy, we must periodically eat food.
我们信主以后啊，每天要领受属灵的粮食。
And after we believe in the Lord, every day we must receive spiritual food.
说好像婴孩出生以后要爱慕属灵的灵奶。
Just like how after a baby is born, the baby must desire pure milk.
然后就可以慢慢长大。
And then it can slowly grow up.
我们看以色列民他们过红海以后。
When we look at the Israelites after they crossed the Red Sea,
走在那个非常大的旷野当中
and they were walking in the vast wilderness.
神叫他们每天早上就是要去捡玛拿。
God instructed them that every morning they have to go gather the manna.
因为玛拿是他们旷野当中的粮食。
Because manna was food for them in the wilderness.
维持他们40年的生命。
It kept their lives for 40 years.
一直进到迦南地啊，吃到当地的土产，玛拿才停降。
All the way until they reached the land of Canaan and they ate of the produce of the land.
这一表我们信主以后啊，天天你要领受属灵的玛拿。
And this prefigures that as believers, after we believe in the Lord, every day we have to eat manna.
学习神的道，让我们灵性能够得到饱足。
To learn the word of God so that our spirit can be filled.
路德跟着婆婆拿俄米回到了伯利恒。
When Ruth accompanied Naomi back to Bethlehem,
她就对婆婆说：“你容我到田间去捡麦穗。”
She told her mother-in-law, "Allow me to go into the fields to pick up the little pieces."
所以她每天从早到晚呐、捡麦穗。
So every morning, from morning to evening, every day she would go out
into the fields. 一直到收割完了大麦小麦。
To pick up the loose grains, both for the barley and the wheat.
因为每天捡麦穗，所以让他们的生活没有忧虑。
And because every day she would go into the field to glean what was left,
能够得到饱足。
They were able to fill their stomachs. And their lives were secure.
所以在属灵上，我们每天都要拾起属灵的玛拿，就是要学习道理。
And likewise, spiritually, every day we must get up and collect the spiritual manna, and that is to learn the word.
说听道是我们信心的基础。
Listening to the word is the foundation of our faith.
因为信道是从听道来的。
Because believing comes from hearing.
我们看罗马书第十章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 10.
十七节。
Verse 17.
罗马书十章十七节。
Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来。若一个人要明白神的道理，能够相信，他必须要先听到。
Here it tells us for a person to understand the word of God and believe, first they must hear it.
他说没有听到，他怎么会相信？
If a person has not heard, how can they believe?
既然没有办法相信，就没有办法得救。
And if they cannot believe, then they cannot be saved.
所以一个人相信，主的恩典就临到。要相信之前，必须要先听到道理。
If a person believes, then the blessing of the Lord will come upon them. But before they can believe, they have to hear it first.
这个道理啊, 关系到我们的得救。
And this word concerns our salvation.
所以保罗对提摩太说啊, 你从小就明白真道。
And that's why Paul tells Timothy, you have learned the words of truth since you were young.
啊, 让你有得救的智慧。
That you have the knowledge of the wisdom of salvation.
保罗也说啊, 神要人人能够明白真道来得救。
Paul also says that God desires all men to be saved.
啊, 因为这是神的旨意。
Because this is the will of God.
啊, 所以如果我们不明白真道啊, 我们就会失掉了永远的福分。
So if we don't know the word of truth, then we lose the eternal blessing.
啊, 所以听道理非常重要。
So to hear the word is very important.
而且可以让我们明白神的旨意。
And allow us to understand the will of God.
啊, 让我们能够做一些啊, 正确合神旨意的事情。
So that we will be able to do the things that are right, that are according to the will of God.
所以一个人不是称呼主啊, 主啊, 的人就可以进天国。
Not everyone who calls out, Lord, Lord, can enter into the kingdom of God.
必须要明白神的旨意, 按照神的旨意去行。
Only those who understand the will of God and do accordingly.
有的人因为不明白神的道啊, 后来被神拒绝了。
Some people, because they did not understand the word of God, they were forsaken by God.
扫罗以为说, 我把一些肥的羊留下来, 啊来献祭给神。
King Saul thought that he just have to keep some of the fat lambs and oxen for himself to sacrifice to God. And he thought that God will surely be pleased if he did this. But the prophet told him to obey is better than sacrifice.
所以你既然厌弃神的命令, 所以神就厌弃你做王。
Because you have despised the commandments of God, God has despised you as king.
因为他没有听从神的话, 所以神就拒绝他。
Because he did not obey the commandments of God, so God forsake him.
主耶稣对门徒说啊, 他要到耶路撒冷去。
Lord Jesus told his disciples he will go to Jerusalem.
啊,他要受犹太人的苦害。
And he will endure the persecution of the Jews.
彼得一听说, 主啊, 这个事情千万不要临到你的身上。
And when Peter heard of this, he immediately said, Lord, let this not happen.
但是主耶稣说, 撒旦退我后边去吧, 你是绊我脚的。
But instead, Jesus responded saying, get back behind me, Satan.
彼得以为用人的想法, 啊, 不要让主耶稣到耶路撒冷去受害。
Peter thought, based on man's thought, that not allowing Jesus going into Jerusalem so that no harm could befall
him.
But if Lord Jesus didn't go and instead stayed with them, then he is able to teach them, perform many miracles.
所以他说啊, 这个迫害啊, 不要临到你的身上。
And he said to Lord Jesus, let no harm befall you.
那这是彼得的想法。
And this is what Peter was thinking.
啊, 但是主耶稣啊, 他来到世界, 就是要担我们的罪, 啊, 受害来死。
But Lord Jesus came into this world to bear our sins so that he can die for our sins.
因为他要替我们死, 啊, 来担当我们的罪, 啊, 带给我们生命。
Because he will bear our sins and die for us and give us life.
啊, 但是因为你道理不懂啊, 啊, 有时候, 对神的旨意就不明白。
But because we don't understand the word of God, sometimes we don't fully understand the will of God.
我们所行的就不能够合神旨意。
And what we do won't be in alignment with the will of God.
所以我们每一个基督徒都要重视听道。
So every Christian must value the importance of listening to the word of God.
啊,听道是一种福分。
And to listen to the word of God is a blessing in itself.
我们看马太福音13章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音13章
Matthew chapter 13
16节
Verse 16
马太福音13章16节
Matthew chapter 13 verse 16
说但你们的眼睛是有福的 因为看见了 你们的耳朵也是有福的 因为你们听见了 主耶稣对当时的人这样说
Lord Jesus said to the people at the time,
说你们的眼睛是有福气的, that blessed, 因为你们看到了, 主耶神的救恩,
blessed are your eyes, for they see the salvation of the Lord.
他说你们的耳朵啊, 是有福气的, 因为你们听见了耶稣所见证的神的道理。
Blessed are your ears because they hear the testimony of Lord Jesus Christ concerning the kingdom of heaven.
说在古时候有很多的先知和异人啊, 他们想要听, 却没有听见。
And Lord Jesus told them that many prophets and righteous men desire to see what they saw and heard.
他们想要看, 却看不见。
Even though they want to see, they could not see.
因为那个时候, 主的救恩还没有显明出来。
Because the Lord's salvation was not revealed at that time.
他说现在是主耶稣的救恩显明的时候。
So now is the time that the salvation of the Lord is revealed.
说是主耶稣啊, 悦纳的日子。
So it is the accepted time of the Lord.
主耶稣的救恩显明了, 所以把这个道理就传到各地方去。
So Lord Jesus has revealed and he preached this word in various places.
那我们可以听见, 可以看见。
So that we can see and that we can hear.
所以我们的耳朵有福了, 我们的眼睛有福气了。
And because of this, our ears are blessed and our eyes are blessed.
得福, 蒙恩典的机会。
Because this is the opportunity for us to receive grace and be
blessed. 所以我们听到了, 如果接受, 相信, 说福气跟平安就会领导你。
So if we have heard the word and we accept the word and believe, then peace and grace will come to us. And to listen to the word of God is more important than any other types of service. Let's turn to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, starting from verse 38.
主耶稣来到一个伯大尼的地方。
Lord Jesus came to a place.
这个家庭里面啊, 有一对姐妹, 姐姐叫马大, 妹妹叫玛利亚。
And he came to a house in a certain village where there was an older sister called Martha and a younger sister called Mary.
马大看到主耶稣和门徒来了, 她很热心啊, 就去准备各样服事的工作。
And when Martha saw that Lord Jesus and his disciples came, she was very zealous and prepared a lot for them.
结果啊, 她在那边啊, 非常的忙碌, 所以心里就烦乱。
And because she was very busy serving them, so her heart became very distracted.
发现自己的妹妹啊, 怎么坐在主耶稣的脚前啊, 在那里专心听道理。
And then she saw that her younger sister was sitting at Jesus' feet, hearing his word.
她想到我这么忙,妹妹怎么不来帮我的忙?
And she was thinking, I'm so busy, how come my sister doesn't come and help me?
所以她就对主耶稣抱怨。
So she complained to the Lord.
主耶稣啊,你怎么让我的妹妹啊,没有来帮忙我,让我在这里啊,一个人忙得不得了。
And she complained to the Lord and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me alone to serve?
And
she told Lord Jesus, therefore tell her to help me.
主耶稣说,马大,马大,你为什么那么多的事情啊,思虑烦恼?
And Jesus said to Martha, 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 you are worried and troubled about many things.
你的妹妹啊,她能够安静地听道理。
Your sister is able to hear the word in peace.
因为她选择了上好的福分, 这个是没有人可以夺去的。
Because she has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
当然服事的工作很重要, 没有错。
And even though serving is very important,
因为可以照我们所做的功夫, 来得应得的奖赏。
Because we will receive our due reward based on what we serve.
但是这个听道理比服事更重要。
But to listen to the word of God is more important than serving.
因为你道理听进去, 你才能够做更美的服事。
Because only by hearing the word of God can you serve more beautifully.
所以两样事情都很重要, 但是有一个先后的关系。
And even though both things are very important, there is a priority to the two of them.
听道理要先于服事。
we must first listen to the word before
serving. 听道理比服事更重要。
So hearing the word is more important than serving.
他说这个是上好的福分啊，没有人可以得去的。
And Lord Jesus says that this is the good part which will not be taken away.
所以我们看到说啊，玛利亚她因为听道理啊，所以信仰有基础。
And we see that because Mary heard the word, so her faith had a foundation.
她先生明白神的旨意。
She understood the will of God.
所以你看以后她做的服事啊，都相当的美。
And we see that later on, in her servitude, everything she did was very beautiful.
而且能够在即使的时候啊，做出最美的服事，让耶稣来称赞她。
And at the most opportune time, she was able to, carry out the most beautiful act to serve Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣说啊，你不要为那会朽坏的食物劳力，你要为永生的食物劳力。
And that's why Lord Jesus said, "Do not labor for the food that perishes, but labor for the food that does not perish."
就是要领受生命的粮食啊，充实神的话语。
And that is to receive the words of life and be sustained by the word.
我们看到彼得啊，他对主也有。对主啊有认识。
And we see that Peter also had an understanding of the Lord.
啊，曾经主耶稣问众人说啊，你们认识，你们说啊，我是谁？
There was one time when Lord Jesus asked the multitudes, "Who do you say, who I am?"
啊，彼得说啊，你就是永生神的儿子。
And Peter responded, "You are the Son of the Living God."
主耶稣说啊，你是有福气的。
And Lord Jesus told him, "You are blessed."
因为这是天父指示你的。
Because this is what the Father has revealed to you.
啊，虽然后来主耶稣讲更深入的道理。
And then Lord Jesus gave a deeper teaching.
很多人都渐渐的离开他了。
So that many people departed from him.
主耶稣问他们说啊，你们也要跟着离开吗？
So then Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "Do you also want to go away?"
彼得说啊，主啊，你有永生之道，我们离开你要去跟从谁呢？
And Peter answered Lord Jesus and said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life."
所以认识主啊，明白道理，所以可以除去福分。
Because Peter knew the Lord and understood the word so that he was able to hold on to his blessing.
我们再来谈这个听道的精神，听道的态度。
Next, let's talk about the attitude we should have when listening to the word of God.
看回来雅各书一章十九节。
Let's turn back to James chapter 1 verse 19.
雅各书一章十九节。
James chapter 1 verse 19.
雅各说啊，亲爱的弟兄们，你们个人都要快快听。
Here James says, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear."
所以听到是每个人呐、啊、都需要听。
So to hear the word of God is something that every man should do.
个人就是每一个人。
When James says, "Let every man," he means let every person.
所以保罗说啊。我们可以弟兄姐妹也可以轮流讲道。
And that's why Paul also says, the brothers and sisters can take turns to give sermons.
啊，但是当一个人讲道，啊，众人呐，啊，就来听，啊，彼此得造就。
But when one person begins speaking, the rest of the congregation should listen so that everyone may be edified.
啊，所以我们每一个人呐，都要听道。
So every one of us must listen to the word of God.
所以圣经里面常常讲，有耳朵的就应当听。
And that's why often in the Bible we see the phrase, "Those who have ears, let them hear."
我们每一个人都有耳朵啊，所以神来的话语，每一个人都要听。
All of us have ears, so we must listen to the words that come from God.
我们听到聚会啊，不能够派代表。
When there is a service, we can't send a representative to go listen to a sermon.
啊，有一个姐妹，她的先生还没有信主。
There was a sister whose husband had not yet believed.
啊，但是她也在教会常常帮忙。
But he also often helped out in the church.
她就说啊，没有关系啦，我太太去信主就好啦。
And he would often say to other members, "It's okay that I don't believe. My wife can go believe."
将来啊，主耶稣来的话，哈，啊，我是，啊，主耶稣也会看在我是那个， 我太太啊，这个信徒的先生啊，我是耶稣的女婿啊，他也会拉我一把。
And his rationale is that when Lord Jesus comes again, he will see that I am the husband of my wife, so technically I am his son-in-law, even though I'm not a believer, and he'll still bring me in.
我们知道这个信仰是个人的。
But we know that faith is an individual matter.
每个人听到灵修，然后我们享受我们劳苦的结果。
Everyone must personally hear the word and cultivate themselves.
所以我们为着要得福气，得永生，每个人都要听道理。
So in order to receive blessing, to receive eternal life, all of us must hear the word.
启示录里面啊，管路一直讲，凡有耳朵的都应当听。
In the book of Revelation, it continually repeats the phrase, "Those who have ears, let them hear."
啊，我们听道理啊，也不是为别人听，为自己听。
And when we listen to the word, we are not listening for other people, but listening for ourselves.
让我们自己得饱足。
Just like when we eat food, we're eating so that we can be filled.
我们没有办法替别人吃饭。
When we eat food, we're not trying to eat for other people.
别人也没有办法替我们吃饭。
And other people cannot eat for us.
我们吃了以后，对我们自己身体健康有帮助。
But when we eat the food is helpful for our own bodies.
他说我们在听道理也是一样，是要造就我们自己。
So it is the same when we listen to the word of God. When we listen, it is to edify ourselves.
有一次啊，有一个传道人啊，讲一个婆媳之道。
One time there was a preacher who gave a sermon about the mother and daughter-in-law relationship.
早上讲婆婆之道，下午讲媳妇之道。
So in the morning he gave a sermon about mother-in-laws, and in the afternoon he gave a sermon about daughter-in-laws.
结果啊，早上媳妇来说啊，应该我婆婆早上要来听才对。
So in the morning, the daughter-in-law was in the congregation, and she was thinking, my mother-in-law should have been here to listen to the sermon.
到了下午啊，换婆婆来聚会，听到这个媳妇知道说啊，很可惜啊，我媳妇没有来听。
And in the afternoon, it was the daughter-in-law's mother-in-law who came to listen to a sermon, and she thought to herself, it's such a pity, my daughter-in-law should have been here to listen to the sermon.
事实上我们听道理啊，我们自己要先学习啊，先啊，教导我们自己。
But in fact, when we listen to sermons, we should first learn from the sermon and teach ourselves.
而不是要替别人听道理。
And we are not trying to listen to teachings for other people.
所以罗马书里面说啊，你要教导别人之前，先教导自己。
And that's why in Romans it tells us before we instruct others, we must be able to instruct ourselves.
我们当讲道的人也是一样。
And it is the same for those who give sermons.
我们也是一个受教者。
We are also a person who is instructed.
所以以赛亚先知说，神啊，你让我能够成为一个受教者。
And that's why the prophet Isaiah said to God, allow me to become one who receives instruction.
我每天早上起来，我就把我的耳朵打开，来领受你的话。
So that every morning when I wake up, I open my ears so that I can receive your word.
然后我照着你的道去遵行，没有违背。
And I will follow and practice your word and not transgress against them.
然后我又可以借着你的道来教导别人，扶持帮助一些软弱的人。
Then through your word, I can teach others and help them, help those who are weak.
所以讲道的人跟我们听的人是一样，我们都是在领受神的话语。
So those who give sermons and those who listen to the word of God are the same. We are both receiving the word of God.
然后互相劝勉，大家彼此能够多进步。
And we are teaching ourselves so that we can be edified, so that we can help one another and help each other grow.
他说这个道理啊，我们要常常听啊，常常提醒我们自己。
And the word of God is something that we have to constantly listen to, constantly reflect upon.
我们看彼得后书一章十二节。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12.
彼得后书一章十二节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12.
一章十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
说你们虽然晓得这些事， 并且在你们已有的真道上坚固了。我却要将这些事常常提醒你们。彼得说，虽然这些道理你们都听过了，你们也了解了。
Here Peter says, even though you have heard these things and you understand them,
而且你们在道理上也得到坚固了。
And you are also established in the present truth.
但是呢，这些道理我还是要反复的再三的提醒你们。
But even so, I will still remind you of these things.
所以常常听啊，常常提醒我们自己。
So we must always listen and always remind ourselves.
免得我们一时软弱啊，忘掉了神的话啊，结果失败了。
For those cases where maybe we will be weak at one point and forget the word of God.
所以不是说我听过就好了，还是要常常提醒。
So we see that it is not a case where we just have to listen once and be okay, but we have to always learn.
加拉太书第五章。
Let's also turn to Galatians chapter 5.
21 节
Verse 21.
加拉太书五章二十一节
Galatians chapter 5, verse 21.
说极度醉酒方宴等类，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样的事的人必不能够承受神的国。保罗讲到说，有些道理啊，已经讲过了，已经提醒过了。
In verse 21, Paul mentions that there are things, teachings that he has already told them beforehand, and he also tells them in the past.
他说，虽然从前都已经告诉过你们了，你们都知道了。
And even though he has told them in the past already, and they already know.
但是现在还是在强调，在告诉你们。
But now he repeats these things again to re-emphasize them again.
因为照这个不对的道理，不对的一些错误的行为啊，放纵情欲啊，说将来在神的国里面是没有份的。
Because he tells them that these things that are about allowing the desires of the flesh to run rampant are these who those who practice these things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
我们听道理是每一个人都要听。
So the word of God is something that everyone must hear.
而且要常常听啊，常常提醒我们自己。
And we must always listen and always remind ourselves.
能够让我们呢、对神的道理不会忘掉啊，不会疏忽掉。
So that we will not forget the word of God and we will not lose the word of God.
我们听道理的时候要存着饥渴慕义的心。
When we listen to the word of God, we have to have a heart that desires the word.
所以一个人如果觉得他肚子很饿啊。他就什么事情都觉得很甜。
If a person is hungry, then everything that comes to their mouth will seem
sweet. 如果一个人觉得自己已经很饱足了，说他会空手回去。
But if a person feels that he is full already, then he will leave empty-handed.
说我们听道理要存着饥渴慕义的心。
So when we listen to the word of God, we have to have a heart desiring
to listen. 所以说要快快听，慢慢说。
That's why James says we have to be swift to hear and slow to speak.
所以要先听再说。
We have to first listen and then speak.
有的人喜欢讲啊，但不愿意听。
Some people like to speak, but they don't like to listen.
我在其他地方啊，曾经碰到啊，有几个信徒。
When I was in another location, I once met some believers along with some truth seekers.
他们不太喜欢听道理。
And this group of people did not like listening to sermons.
他们喜欢讨论。
But they really enjoyed discussing.
因为讨论的时间啊，大家各可以发表。
Because during discussions, everyone can present their own.
有的人啊，刚刚来到教会，道理都还没有进去，听进去。
And there were some visitors who just arrived at the church and hasn't even heard all of the teachings.
没有听，当然他们讲出来的东西啊，就非常有限。
And because they didn't listen to the words, so what they're able to share is very limited.
所以信仰上一直都不成长。
And so their faith was not able to grow.
连总派来一个老长老啊，专门来讲道理。
And so the International Assembly sent a old minister to give some sermons.
如果他们不进到会堂来，他们自己要自己聚会，自己去查经。
But they didn't want to go into the chapel to listen to the sermons, but wanted to have their own Bible study.
后来那个连长的长老说啊，他很少看到这样子的。
So then the IA minister said that very seldom would he see cases
like this. 所以他感到很失望。
So he felt very disappointed.
那所以不是说讨论不好。
And it's not that having discussions is bad.
我们先要听啊，有东西再讨论。
But we must first listen so that we have something to discuss.
啊，如果道理都没有听进去，我们就讲不出。
But if we have not yet heard the word of God, then we're not able to discuss the word of God.
就没有办法真正得造就。
And then we cannot truly be edified.
信仰没有办法真正扎根。
And our faith cannot truly be rooted.
所以雅各说，你们要快快听。
That's why James says, be swift to hear.
要努力的谦卑虚心的倾听。
And we have to listen, diligently with a heart of humility.
好像保罗到了腓立比。
Just like when Paul went to Philippi.
说他到一个妇人祷告的地方去。
He went to a place where women went to pray.
啊，保罗就向那些聚会的人向他们讲道理。
And Paul preached to the people who congregated there.
说有一个妇人叫做吕底亚。
And there was a woman named Lydia there.
他说呢，非常留心啊，听保罗讲道。
And the Bible says that the woman opened her heart to hear the things.
神就开启他的耳朵啊，让他听得很明白。
The Bible says that because she wanted to hear them, so God opened her heart to hear
the things. 所以他听明白了以后，就带着全家人就信主受洗。
And because God opened her heart and she understood, so she opened up her household and her whole house was baptized.
你如果认为我是一个真信主的,
and she said to Paul, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord,
你们应当到我家里来,
come to my house and stay.
他说因为他留心听,
and it says here, because she heard them,
所以神就让他听得明白,
because she was willing to hear, so God opened her
heart.
Open her heart so that she can truly believe.
信仰根基啊，成为腓立比教会第一粒的好种子。
So her faith had a foundation, and she was the first seed of the church at Philippi.
而建立了一个非常啊荣神益人的相当好的腓立比教会。
And they were able to establish a very good church at Philippi that glorified God and benefited all the people.So we must be swift to hear.
啊，就是要谦卑虚心的态度啊。啊，来领受神的道理。
And that means we have to receive the word with meekness and
diligence. 这个虚心的人可以得饱足。
And those who are meek can be filled.
神叫腓力说，你到旷野去。
God told Philip to go into the wilderness.
啊，对吧？他就很顺服就去了。
So Philip was very obedient and went to the wilderness.
看到安提阿伯的太监到耶路撒冷做礼拜回来。
And while he was in the wilderness, he saw the eunuch from Ethiopia who was returning home from worshiping in Jerusalem.
还在读圣经。
And while he was on his chariot, he was still reading the scriptures.
圣灵说，你靠近他。
And the Holy Spirit told Philip to draw near him.
啊，腓力就靠近他。
And Philip drew near him.
啊，就问他说，你读的圣经，你懂吗？
And Philip asked the eunuch, do you understand what you are reading?
这个太监说，没有人主教我，我不懂。
And the eunuch responded, if no one teaches me, how can I understand?
然后就请腓力上车。
And he invited Philip onto his chariot.
啊，腓力就把他所读的圣经啊，详细的向他讲解。
And then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus.
后来他明白了，啊，发现有一个有很多的水的地方，他就说，啊，这里有很多水啊，我是不是可以在这里受洗啊？
And after the eunuch understood the truth, they came to a place with some water. So the eunuch says, here is some water, can I be baptized?
腓力说，你如果有完全的信心，一心相信，你就可以受洗。
And Philip said to them,if you believe with all your heart, you may.
所以他受洗领受了道理以后，非常高兴的啊，就回去了。
So he was baptized and very joyfully he returned home.
哥尼流是一个非常虔诚的意大利百夫长。
And Cornelius was a very devout Italian centurion.
他来到了以色列地呀，他放弃了原来多神的信仰。
When he came to the land of Israel, he gave up his original polytheistic religion.
带领全家相信神。
And he brought his whole household to believe in God.
常常祷告。
And he often prayed.
也常常行善事。
And he also gave alms generously.
结果天使来到他家说，你要请彼得来讲道理给你们听。
So an angel came to his house and said, you have to go find Peter to preach to you.
结果他就派了他家里面的兵就去找彼得来。
So he sent a soldier from his house to go find Peter.
彼得来的时候说他已经叫家人都已经预备好了。
And when Peter came to his house, he already told his whole household to be prepared to listen.
彼得说你来了真好。
And he said to Peter, it is so good for you to
arrive. 我们都在这里。
We are all here.
我们要听听看神要借着你告诉我们什么话。
We are here ready to listen to what God wants to impart through you.
这个哥尼流是一个百夫长他是社会上有地位的人。
Cornelius was a centurion, and he was a person with a high social status.
彼得是一个渔夫出身的。
And Peter was someone who came out of a fisherman
household. 一般人说他是一个无学的小民。
People typically say he is an uneducated person.
但是哥尼流却说我们都在这里要来听听看神要借着你告诉我们什么话。
But even so, Cornelius said to Peter, we are all present before God to hear all the things commanded you by God.
所以难怪说彼得一开始讲道以后。
And no wonder that when Peter started preaching,
神的灵就降在听道的人身上
the Spirit of God descended on all those who were listening.
因为他们有谦卑虚心的态度，所以神的恩典就临到了。
Because they had a heart of humility, so the blessings of God has bestowed them.
所以我们要存着饥渴的心快快听。
So we have to have a heart of desire and be swift to
hear. 要慢慢说。
And be slow to speak.
慢慢说就是不要存着批评反驳的态度。
And to be slow to speak means that we should not have a mentality of wanting to argue or debate.
不要藐视先知的讲论。
And we should not despise the words of the prophet.
接下来说更不可以动怒。
And James also said we should be slow to wrath.
圣经里面说人有见识就不会轻易发怒。
The Bible says if a person has understanding, then they will not easily become angered.
说一个人如果能够节制怒气的话，
if a person is able to restrain his wrath,
他比一个勇士还强。
He is stronger than even a warrior.
一个人能够祝福自己的心。
If a person can keep his own heart,
比那个勇士能够把一个城墙攻破还厉害。
He is stronger than a valiant warrior who can bring down a city.
所以我们平时就要灵修自己不要随便的动怒。
So we have to cultivate ourselves so that we do not get angry easily.
主耶稣也说我们不可以，不只是不可以杀人，说对弟兄都不可以辱骂，也不可以向他们动怒。
And Lord Jesus says we should not only not murder, but we should not even become angry or insult our brothers and sisters.
因为动怒的人说难免要受审判。
Because those who become angry easily will receive the punishment. When Cain saw that his offering to God was not accepted, his countenance changed.
神对他说你所做的如果行得好怎么会不蒙悦纳呢？
And God said to him, if you do well, will you not be accepted?
但是你要注意这个罪已经在你的门口你要制服它。
But if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.
因为他嫉妒，没有办法节制怒气。
But because Cain was jealous, and he was not able to contain his anger.
结果把他的弟弟就把他杀掉了。
So in the end, he killed his younger brother.
所以后来受到神非常重的刑罚。
And then he received a very heavy punishment
from God. 所以我们不随便动怒。
So we should not grow angry easily.
尤其说啊, 不可以向讲道的人动怒。
Especially towards those who are speaking the word of God.
因为讲道的人是替神来传达信息。
Because those who give sermons, those who speak the word of God, are speaking on God's behalf.
把神的道理传达出来，来让我们得造就。
They are imparting the word of God so that we may be edified.
虽然有时候讲道的人不一定说讲得很好。
But sometimes the speaker may not be very good or very eloquent.
但是我们知道啊。 这个教会里面有神的圣灵在运行。
But we know that in the church, the Spirit of God is working.
圣灵会引导我们明白神的道理。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us so that we can understand the Word of God.
有时候圣灵会帮助我们了解我们的需要。
And sometimes the Holy Spirit will also help us to understand our own needs.
虽然有的道理讲道的人没有讲到。
And sometimes, even though the sermon speaker may not mention certain things, but the Holy Spirit will help us understand certain things. And this is the Holy Spirit working among us so that He can help us overcome the shortcomings that
we have. 藐视先知的讲论。
So we should not despise the word of the prophet. We should not despise the sermon speakers.
更不可以向讲道的人发怒。
And even more so, we should not become angry at the sermon speakers.
我们看到古时候的先知，神给他们传讲很多的预言。
When we look at the prophets of the ancient time,
God. 但是很多人听了先知的话，他们都不高兴。
God gave them many prophecies to proclaim, but many people, when they heard these prophecies, were very unhappy.
迫害先知,
and many persecuted the prophets, some even killed the prophets. But in the end, God's wrath was upon those who persecuted his prophets.
耶利米先知一直告诉犹太的百姓,
the prophet Jeremiah kept telling the people in Judah that because they had departed from God, the kingdom will be destroyed. And he instructed them, you should not rely on men, but you should return to God. But the king at the time did not want to listen to Jeremiah and burned everything he wrote. And he threw Jeremiah into a dungeon. And he wanted to starve him to death. But afterwards, the kingdom was destroyed. And those who refused to listen to the word of the prophet were destroyed.
最后吃亏的是自己。
So if we don't listen to the word of the prophet, in the end, it is ourselves who finds the most harm. When Lord Jesus was speaking the word of God, he spoke with authority. And some people asked, if he is not educated, how does he have so much authority? He speaks of a new teaching. But some people came to Lord Jesus with a bias already, and they wanted to try to trap and test Lord Jesus. And they did not. They not only did not accept him, but they wanted to persecute him and put him to death.
使徒在传道里的时候也是一样。
And it is the same when the apostles were preaching. Paul received a lot of persecution. Stephen was stoned to death.
但这些人啊,
but these were all faithful servants of God. And they very bravely testified to God.
但是那些听的人就有福气了,不听的人啊,
and those who listened were blessed, and those who did not listen had disasters befall them.
说人心厌烦纯正的道理。
So we see that people despise the pure word of God.
但是啊，我们却要存着谦卑的心来领受所栽种的道理。
But we must receive this word with a heart of humility.
我们看到百基拉跟亚基拉这一对夫妇。
When we look at the couple Priscilla and Aquila,
他们可以说在道理上非常的成熟。
We can see that they're very mature in the Word of God.
他们也常常跟保罗一起同工来传福音。
And they also accompany Paul on a lot of missionary trips and preach the gospel.
有一次他看到一个年轻的传道人。
One time they saw a young preacher.
说这个亚波罗他已经在神的道理受教训。
And they saw this man Apollos was already learned in the Word of God.
他非常火热在传道理。
And he was very zealous in preaching the Word.
他很会讲道理，而且非常有口才，非常有学问。
And he was also very gifted in preaching, and he was very eloquent and knowledgeable.
但是亚波罗虽然那么热心他对道理没有完全的了解。
But even though Apollos was so zealous, he did not have a complete understanding of the word.
百基拉、亚基拉听到以后。
So when Priscilla and Aquila heard him,
他没有轻视他。
They didn't look down on him.
也没有跟他作对。
And they did not try to fight against him.
他是设法来帮助他。
But they tried to find a way to help him.
所以他就请亚基拉，请亚波罗来到自己的家。
So they invited Apollos into their own home.
然后把他们所了解的道理跟他讲解更加详细。
And they shared with him the teachings that they understood.
所以让这个亚波罗对整个道理能够完全的了解。
So that Apollos can have a complete understanding of the word of God.
所以亚波罗后来到别的地方去宣道就造就了很多人帮助了很多的教会。
So that later, when Apollos went to different places to preach, he was able to edify the churches there.
所以不一定说讲道的人就比听道的人懂更多
So we see that the sermon speaker and those who listen to a sermon, the sermon speaker may not necessarily know more than the sermon listener.
虽然我们了解这个讲道的人也有他不足的地方。
But we also have to understand even the sermon speakers have their own shortcomings.
但是我们不是用一种对抗的态度。
But we are not in a position where we are trying to oppose them.
也不是用一种藐视的态度。
We also don't try to despise them.
而是要用设法怎么来帮助他，让他更加进步。
But instead, we should try to think of ways to help them, to help them improve.
让这个工人进步了以后就对整个教会，对所有弟兄姊妹就有更好的帮助。
So that the worker can grow and be able to help and edify the church even more.
所以说我们听到了以后我们要了解相信然后用温柔的心把它接受。
So when we listen to the word of God, we have to receive the word of God, believe the word of God with a heart of meekness.
雅各书一章二十一节再读一遍。
Let's read James chapter 1 verse 21 again.
雅各书一章二十一节。
James chapter 1 verse 21.
所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道。就是能救你们灵魂的道这个是谈到有关相信接受神的道理。
And this passage talks about receiving and believing in the word of God.
所以我们既然所领受的是救灵魂的道理。
And since what we have received is the word that can save our souls.
所以我们就要存一个温柔的心来领受。
We must receive this word with a heart of meekness.
主耶稣在讲说这个神的道理就好像一个种子。
Lord Jesus said that the word of God is like a seed.
主耶稣说他就那个撒种的人。
And Lord Jesus said he is the sower.
他把这个种子就撒在不一样的土地上面。
And he will sow the seed on different types of ground.
所有的是撒在那个路旁的。
Some were sown on the wayside.
就是人听了道理结果没有把它放在心上飞鸟就把它吃掉了。
And that means that when people hear the word, they didn't really put it into their hearts.
另外一种 是种子撒在那个石头上面的。
So the birds would come and eat the seeds.
Another
type of ground is a stony ground.
虽然一时发芽，但是因为它没有办法扎根呢。
And because the ground is very shallow, so the seed cannot sprout.
啊，太阳出来一晒啊，就枯干掉了。
So when the sun comes out, the seed dies.
啊，另外一种是撒在荆棘地里面的。
And another type of ground is the ground that is full of thorns.
啊，这个种子发芽出来以后啊，荆棘把它挤住，所以它没有办法成长，没有办法结果。
And although the seed is able to sprout and grow, but when it grows to a certain point, it will be choked.
所以唯有把那个种子撒在好土地的。
And only when the seed is sown on a good ground,
它就会发芽、成长、结实60倍、100倍。
Then the seed can grow and multiply 60-fold and 100-fold.
所以我们的心啊，就是一块田地。
So our heart is this ground, this field.
所以要脱去一切的罪恶跟盈余的邪恶。
And James tells us we have to lay aside all filthiness and overcome overflow of wickedness.
啊，存温柔的心啊，来领受所栽种的道理。
But receive the with meekness the implanted word.
那个不好的土地有石头，有杂草。
The grounds that are not good, the grounds with stones, with weeds.
有很多的垃圾，很多的杂质啊，你就要把它清理干净。
The grounds with a lot of trash, a lot of impurities, we have to clean this ground.
能够成为一块好土地。
When we clean it up, it can become a good piece of ground.
所以我们要把那个心中的污秽、各样的邪恶啊，把它除掉。
So we want to remove all the filthiness and all the wickedness in our hearts.
所以要把那个嫉妒心啊，怨恨啊，不满啊。
All the jealousies, all the discontentment.
或者各样刚硬的心啊，统统要把它消除掉。
Maybe our stubbornness, we want to remove all of this from our
hearts. 让我们的土地啊，变成一个非常松、非常好的一块良田。
So the field of our heart becomes a very good piece of land.
所以我们的石头心啊，要变成做的心。
So our heart of stone will become a heart of
flesh. 让我们听了道理以后，我们会感动，会扎心。
So that when we listen to the word, we will be moved and be rooted.
所以这个道理可以在我们的这个心地里面就能够生根、发芽、成长。
So the word of God can grow and multiply in our hearts.
能够忍耐的结实。
And we are able to bear fruit.
所以说啊，我们要天天查考圣经啊，也要了解这个道理对不对。
So we have to study the word of God every day to see if this is true.
所以说啊，一个人讲道啊，其他的人都要慎思明辨。
So when a person gives a sermon, everyone who is listening must be listening
carefully. 讲道的人要按照神的圣言讲。
The person who gives a sermon must give the sermon according to the word of God.
我们呢、就用我们用圣经的道理来对照。
And when we are listening to the sermon, we use the words of the Bible to
compare.
所以
我们如果是领受的是神的道，我们就要甘心领受。
And if what we are receiving is the word of God, we receive willingly.
我们如果听了，我们相信了。
And if we listen and we believe,
我们领受了。
And
we, 我们就能够得福气。
And we have received the word, then we will be blessed.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书一章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
以弗所书一章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
说你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。十四节。
14.
这个圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神的百姓被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。这里说我们如果听到了真理的道。
Here it says that we have heard the word of truth.
我们听了，这个是救灵魂的道，这个真的是神的道理。
And this is the gospel of salvation. This is truly the word
of God.
After we have studied the word and we understand, then we
receive it.
And this word of God in our hearts will grow. It will continually bear fruit.
所以你听了以后, 你就要相信, 你要接受。
So after we listen to the word, we have to believe and accept.
然后神就把圣灵赐给你做印记。
And then God will give us the Holy Spirit as a seal.
圣灵会帮助我们, 感动我们, 让我们能够成圣完全。
And the Holy Spirit will help us and move us so that we become perfect.
我们将来能够啊, 得救进神的国,
so that we may be saved and enter into the kingdom of God.
所以说啊, 这个圣灵是我们得天国业的基业的凭据。
And that's why the Holy Spirit of promise is a guarantee of our inheritance.
如果我们忽略了神的道啊, 将来啊, 就要落在神的审判当中。
But if we neglect the word of God, then we will find ourselves in the judgment of God.
我们今天早上就谈到这里。
And this concludes our message this morning.
我们来唱诗364首。
Let us sing hymn Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us pray together now.
我们求神帮助我们, 让每一个人都是一块诚实善良的心地。
We ask God to help us so that all of us become this very honest piece of good land.
能够把神的道丰富存在我们的心里面。
so that we can receive the word of God abundantly into our hearts.
啊，能够成长结实。
So that we can grow and bear fruit.
啊，将来我们能够丰丰富富的进神的国。
So that we can very abundantly enter into the kingdom of God.
我们为软弱的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Let us pray for the brothers and sisters who are weak.
啊，特别继续为刘家秀姐妹祷告。
Let us continue to pray for Sister 刘家秀。
还有玛利亚叶姐妹。
And also Sister Maria Ye.
啊，他们都是身体欠安哈，我们求主耶稣怜悯。
And we ask God to help them. As they recover physically and ask God to have mercy on them. Let us pray.